It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. The 2018 season is almost here. We're looking ahead to the season opener, Penn State, Appalachian State at Beaver Stadium, Saturday, 3:30 p.m. And Greg, this will be an interesting game for Penn State, an interesting way to start. I don't think that James Franklin could have picked a better opponent if he could, because it's a beatable team, but one that poses a legitimate threat, has a history, has some film. I'm sure he showed his guys to prepare them for the real threat that Appalachian State is. It's not somebody to take lightly.
Different coaching staff, different group of kids. I've heard just about enough of how this Appalachian State team is going to come in and how scary they are. Look, they are a typical non-conference opponent. I'm sorry. They're a Sun Belt team. Scott Satterfield, the head coach down there, is actually really good, but they replace a lot, starting with the quarterback. I don't think this is as big of a challenge for Penn State as many seem to. You know, I think there's a lot of people out there wanting to equate the 2007 Appalachian State team to this group 9 years later. Don't get me wrong, they have some talent. James Franklin made a great point recently that they got some transfers in that could pose a risk, but at the end of the day, man, I think this team is being talked up a little bit too much for a Sun Belt non-conference opening game. Is it better than some of the ones Penn State's had before? Yeah, sure. I think this team could probably handle Kent State, could probably handle Akron, but man, there's a lot of praise being thrown around for a team that was 9-4 last year. I get the program's storied history of scaring non-conference opponents. Do anybody really think that James Franklin's going to let his team get scared by Appalachian State? And this is a guy that walks around and 1-0. This week's the only one that matters. This is the biggest game of the year. And he's done it for 5 years now. And all of a sudden, we're supposed to believe that App State's going to cause a problem. I don't think so. I don't see it. I like Penn State big in this one.
Well, you know, in the locker room, that is a salty take. Is that the salty take?
There might be more, but that was it.
All right. I like when Greg gets riled up. He's usually so measured and calm about things. I like it when he gets irritated. That's fair. I also think that, you know, publicly maybe they're getting built, but I think that they're a reasonably talented team for who they are, for where they are in the Sun Belt. Going on the road for Penn State's opener, playing in Beaver Stadium, I suspect that the crowd is going to be there. They're going to be excited for football because their program is good again. I think there's going to be a pretty lively crowd there. To go on the road and win is a whole other story. But I think behind closed doors, I mean, coaches covet the opportunity to talk up their teams coming up. Sometimes that's more credible than others. I think Appalachian State, there's credibility to it because of what they did. A lot of this, you know, going back to 2007 when they beat Michigan, you know, it was, you know, the upset of a generation in college football. I think it's still the upset to discuss. So I'm sure that's a talking point. And back in 2016, it doesn't maybe look as good as it did at the time, but they were a real scare at Tennessee. They lost that one 20-13. I think that there's some legitimate stuff for James Franklin to discuss with his team.
Yeah, I guess it's not that it's not legitimate stuff. I just don't think that this App State team is going to pose as big of a challenge to Penn State than maybe it's been led to believe. I mean, look, this is a group of players at Penn State. A lot of them will be getting their first start this year. A lot of them will be out to show that they are capable of replacing Mike Gesicki or Deshaun Hamilton or Saquon Barkley or Jason Kabinda or Marcus Allen or Troy Apke. There's a lot of Penn State players with a lot to prove here, and I don't think that can be understated. I think that you're going to see a pretty spirited effort from a bunch of guys that in a lot of ways have not only been waiting their turn but have spent an entire offseason answering questions about how they can be better than the guys that came before them, how the team can move on without some of its star players. So I think you're going to see a pretty spirited effort, a pretty hungry effort, and I just don't think App State can handle it. I look at what they lose. I think it's they bring back either 6 starters on offense or 5 on defense or vice versa, but any way you slice it, they're replacing about half of their starting group. And they have a new defensive coordinator. Again, I have all the respect in the world for Scott Satterfield. I think the head coach down there for the Mountaineers is terrific. And it's almost surprising to me, quite honestly, that he has not moved on for a better opportunity. But to me, I just don't. I have a really, really hard time, Dustin, envisioning Penn State having any trouble putting this App State team away. Look, slow starts has been a part of the James Franklin era. So if Penn State would start slow in the first half, yeah, I could see that. But in fact, if it being a challenge or any sort of risk late, I mean, cut the tape and keep it. I would just be stunned. You can throw it back in my face next week, but I don't see it.
So yeah, just a real brief lowdown. You mentioned some new pieces being broken in their offensive line. Rotation is going to be a little bit different. There's a couple guys to replace there. Lost their top wide receiver from last year. Zach Thomas will be making, I believe, his first career start.
Correct.
On the road at Penn State against a team that I think can pressure the quarterback better this year than it did last year.
Micah Parsons for the first time. We'll see how good things look then.
Yeah, we'll see about that. So I think it's not a, needless to say, Captain Obvious here, it's not a friendly place to make your collegiate debut as a quarterback. So I think Penn State can do some things to rile him up a little bit. But still, Appalachian State has that history of doing it, and I think it has to be respected by Penn State in this one. I think, you know, really, as usual in these matchups, Greg, it to me is not about winning or losing the game. It's about what Penn State does, what some of the individual players who are on the spot do. It's about what we learn about this Penn State team. We're not going to be reading James Franklin's quotes and trying to interpret what's going on. We're going to see it with our own eyes. What do you want to learn from this game?
Well, I think a couple of things. I think number one, I want to see the offensive line group. Is it Will Fries? Is it Chaz Wright? That's my first question. Secondly, are there any issues at all with Michael Mennett snapping and Connor McGovern moving to guard? I think those are the two big things. I believe wholeheartedly you're going to see a tremendous effort from Trace McSorley, a tremendous effort from Miles Sanders, all of the players on offense that are weapons, except for maybe the tight ends. I'll be curious to see how they are deployed. I just want to see how Penn State rolls its guys. And I think that one thing that's interesting, and we'll know, I think by game day, or if not, we'll obviously be able to find out by game day. But, you know, is Ricky Ronnie going to go do coach from the booth, or is he going to coach from the sideline? It was a point of contention when John Donovan sort of moved around. Joe Moorhead was clearly a sideline guy. I think Trace McSorley liked that. What will him and Ricky Ronnie decide? So I want to see that. I just want to see how Penn State's operation looks overall, more than anything. How have they crispened? Are they more crisp than they were a year ago? Is everything in line? Let's be honest. These games are dress rehearsals. Whether you agree with me or not about Appalachian State's abilities and how they can make this a game or whether they couldn't make it a game, it's easy to say, no matter, that Penn State is getting a chance to put the pieces in play and get comfortable with him in play before they go and face Pittsburgh for a night game at Ohio State at the end of the month.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports. And we're talking about the home opener against Appalachian State. For that game, our buddy Mark at GoPSURV.com. He's going all out. He's renting RVs for half price for the season opener. That's right, half price. It's a special deal for our Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. If you've been thinking about getting an RV for a game at Penn State, this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. The GoPSURV.com lot is just minutes from the stadium. Free shuttle back and forth. Many other amenities as well, especially that first weekend open house Friday evening and Saturday morning with barbecue, beer, tailgate, wine, all kinds of good stuff. Check them out. GoPSURV.com. You know, I think the big thing for me in this game, Greg, is the offensive line. I want to see him push people around.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've seen over the years, and one thing that's given pause is that there's been a lot of defenses that you feel like Penn State's offensive line should overmatch, and they don't overmatch them. You know, I think that as a real tone setter for this season, to really blast people off the line of scrimmage, to open holes for Miles Sanders, to make sure Trace McSorley's got a nice clean pocket, to make sure you execute on the zone read stuff. It's all comes down to the offensive line. I think for an offense to lose three NFL talents at playmaker positions, the only way to take a big step forward, I think, is to do a much better job blocking. That opportunity is there. Can they do it? Can they set that tone against Appalachian State?
Yeah, I mean, if they can explode off the ball, I think a lot of people are going to feel comfortable about that. That's the one thing we really have not been able to see this group do consistently. And it's against inferior competition. Just dominate them. Just wear them out. Put them in the dirt and be done with it. Put your points on the board. Let, you know, it's irrelevant whether it's the pass game or the run game that shines. But do what you're supposed to do to really be able to put your team in position to win. And we've seen it in spurts over the last couple of years. We've never seen it for a full 60 minutes, I don't think, especially against an inferior team. Dustin, that Penn State should be able to handle with ease. So I'm right there with you. I would love to see that as well. I think it would be a good, encouraging sign for the Nittany Lions, especially after they spent the offseason not only moving Mennett and McGovern, but also trying to figure out what right tackle and who was the best player at that spot.
So they have some things to figure out. I think it all kind of boils down to, you know, you mentioned the Will Fries and Chaz Wright scenario at right tackle. Another thing, this is not a game that figures to come down to kicking, but, you know, the execution on kickoffs and who's doing the kickoffs, the execution place kicking, you know, for extra points, for field goals, you know, that's
feels forgotten about a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. And I think if, there's been sort of a tone of optimism, it seems, out of camp that they've got really legitimate competition.
That's all we have, though. Yeah.
That is 100% all we have. Do we know, does James Franklin know at this very moment who this kickoff guy is and who his place kicker is? I suspect that he does. He hasn't shared it as of this moment, like I said. But is that going to be an asset or a liability or somewhere in between? I mean, I think last year, I think Tyler, it wasn't as strong as you expected it to be. There's a chance to do as well as you did last year, but really, you know, it's going to be a young kicker out there. How do they handle that?
Yeah, I think he's probably known for quite some time who his guy was going to be, a placement kicker, placement kicker, kickoff specialist.
Who's your guess?
My guess, I think if I had to guess right now, I'm going to say Pinninger for field goals and Gillikin for kickoffs and punts. Now, if truly James Franklin decides he only wants Gillikin the punt, then I would say probably maybe Vlad Hilling doing kickoffs and Jake Pinninger doing field goals. I have no good reason for that. I could be proven wrong at any point in time, but I just get the sense that that's the way Penn State's going to roll this thing out here to start. But I wouldn't be stunned either if Blake Gillikin was given a nod at kicker to start. Maybe someone passes him during the season.
All right, so that's what we're looking for. What do you think is going to happen here? Penn State, I think, opened as a 28.5 favorite.
Yeah, it's down to 24 now. The total's 57.
24 points. Let's use that as a basis. 24 points and over-under of 57.
Under, but Penn State wins easy. 35-7 is my predicted score, and I think it could be more than that. I don't see this being a game. I could be wrong. We'll revisit it next week, but 35-7 for me.
I'm going under just a shade. I didn't know what the over-under was. I'm going 45-10, Penn State. I think points will be scored in this one. I think Miles Sanders is going to have a pretty big day because I do think they're going to push some people around up front. There you go. First game of the year, our first look ahead of the year, Penn State, Appalachian State, Saturday at Beaver Stadium. Tyler Donahue from Lions 247 is going to join us in just a moment to give his breakdown of the game as well.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light Special Loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Oakhurst Beverage, 4418 Oakhurst Boulevard in Harrisburg, for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Kent State game. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Whether you're going to Happy Valley for a football game or having a cookout at home, Shotzi's Jumbo Brats belong on your grill. These awesome brats are made with the finest ingredients using an old-fashioned German recipe and supersized to meet the hungriest tailgaters' needs. Shotzi's Jumbo Brats and football. It just doesn't get any better than that. Get yours at shotzisbrats.com. That's S-C-H-A-T-Z-I-S brats.com.